Giant announcement yesterday. General Motors moving its global headquarters to the Hudson's Detroit development site. This will happen next year as they're going to work somehow with Dan Gilbert to redevelop the Rensen in some way. Daniel Howe, senior editor and columnist for the Detroit News, has more here. Daniel, first of all, what a giant announcement yesterday. This changes Detroit.
Well, it could. I mean, I think it clearly could change the corporate structure in the city. This had been rumored for some period of time. It had been rumored that Dan Gilbert was interested in buying the Rensen. It was kind of an open secret that General Motors' presence at the Rensen was dramatically declining. The last time we saw numbers that they had made public, they interestingly scrubbed for this press conference, they reported about 800 people in the Rensen. Dramatically down from thousands and thousands before the pandemic. So clearly, I think you see the locus of power of General Motors moving to Warren, where they put a lot of money into their tech center. In fact, every time I've gone to meet a top executive, it always ends up being out in Warren, which is kind of interesting because that's where they are, because that's where their business is taking them. I think this is, you know, you could make the argument that this is a win for GM, it's a win for Gilbert. I'm not sure yet that it's a win for Detroit, because we have to see what's going to happen in this intervening year and what uses they are able to find for the Rensen and how they can repurpose it. This comes at a time of rising commercial space, office space around the country, and Detroit, in a recent story that we did in the Detroit News, leads the country with the highest vacancy rates for office space. So it's not exactly like there are people clamoring to move downtown at this stage of the game.
And, you know, Daniel, there's been a shift in workplace models towards the remote work. So, you know, mm-hmm. how does GM really kind of envision this new headquarters supporting the needs of his workforce and foster collaboration with that?
Well, President Mark Royce made the comment, I believe yesterday was attributed to him, that the people that would be in this headquarters in Detroit would be the executive staff and the support staff, legal, communications, other operations like that. Obviously, all the engineering, technical, and probably even marketing is going to be located elsewhere. Mm-hmm. The other thing we need to understand about what's happening in the modern day auto industry is that these companies have got major centers in tech areas, Austin, Texas, California. So a lot of the brain power is migrating, and they're hiring people, you know, out of Midwest schools, but they're giving them jobs in places like Austin and Silicon Valley. That's just a reality. And so it's really changing here. And I know Detroit abhors change and, you know, thinks that things, once they are set in stone, they are set that way forever. And I think we're in an environment right now where that's going to change. Don't be surprised if some moves make potentially happen with Ford. They're nearing completion on a $2 billion renovation of the product development center in Dearborn. And they're about to open $1 billion Michigan Central train station. I mean, could that one of those places end up being a corporate headquarters for that company? It's possible. Auburn Hills is looking at potentially selling its headquarters building. That's been reported widely. So I think these companies are looking at these huge footprints and saying, do we really need this, to Lloyd's question, at a time of remote work and where people can work in a lot of places? They don't all have to come to the same place 5 days a week.
Well, and to that point, I mean, what they're talking about is GM taking just two floors of a 12-story building that will be beside the skyscraper. So that, that 800 people that used to be there, I mean, how many people, can you pack 800 into two floors? I doubt that. But it kind of brings into clear focus that shrinking footprint.
Oh, you nailed it, Kai. I mean, that when I heard that, there's an internal message of that last night, and I had to seek clarification. And I'm like, two floors?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, considering what they have in the available to them in the Rensen. I mean, you can understand why, you know, if you're Mary Barra and the board of directors, you need to be looking at alternative uses for for that capital. And there are renovations and things that need to be done to the Rensen. And obviously, if you're not going to have people in it, you're not going to be very motivated to do that. Of course, to do that, also you need to do it to have to attract would-be tenants.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's an interesting.
Dan, you've spent a lot of time in the Rensen, as have I. I mean, it's always had shortcomings in terms of its navigability. What are the odds that that will be a giant white elephant and that we may, I mean, what would you say the over-under is on that we'll see that demolished and something entirely new take its place?
Well, I mean, I think you're putting your finger on the ultimate question. I mean, I think privately, people who are major leaders in this community, in this state, on one hand, are happy that General Motors is staying in its quarters, the headquarters are staying in Detroit. Remember, during the bankruptcy, it was advanced by General Motors.
Yeah, yeah.
That they abandoned the Rensen and they consolidated Warren, and it took a presidential advisor, Gene Sperling, and some members of Congress to go directly to President Obama and say, "Do not do this. Please do not do this." They didn't, as we know. We know the rest of the story. But this has been looked at before. And I think they see this as a win that GM is just staying in Detroit, because they could have gone to a suburban location, and that could have had a real impact on the narrative of Detroit as a comeback kind of city, and which, as we think we can all agree, is a very different place than it was even when that bankruptcy happened. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I know the mayor talked about they have the leadership to, you know, make sure that they do something. Revitalize the Renaissance Center. You talked about the county and Dan Gilbert and all of that. But, you know, you start thinking about his leadership, which is very important, too. And we don't know if he's going to continue to be the mayor or if he's going to be in Lansing. I mean, he will still have a hand in it, I guess, from Lansing. But, how will that be? And do we have the right person to come behind him to really make sure that vision continues?
Well, that's a very good question, Lloyd. I can't answer it. But what I can say is one of the things that I've noticed about what's happened in Detroit the last 15 years is so much of it depends upon people. I mean, the success of the Detroit bankruptcy was successful because of the people who were engineering it, with the mayor who implemented a lot of the stuff that was left behind by the plan of implementation, Governor Snyder at the time. There were just a lot of people that rose up to the occasion. And I think this is going to be one of those big occasions where it's not going to be one person, Dan Gilbert, sitting in a room saying, "Hey, I think we're just going to do this."
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be something that's going to have to be a coordinated, mutually beneficial decision between General Motors, the city, the county, the state, would-be investors in whatever that Rensen space looks like, whether it's partially demolished or fully demolished or whatever it is. I think you're going to have some buy-in and not people fighting about their turf and their patch and who's in control. And if we do it the right way, I think we can be successful.
Thank you. Daniel Howell, senior editor and columnist for the Detroit News. Read his work in the Detroit News coming up. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
The mayor of Dearborn is next. It's restaurant week there, plus there's some weighty issues we want to discuss with him. That's next.